Sing away. This is your moment.
I don't.
This is your moment. Didn't check yesterday. You feel great. We're all in crop tops. Go for it.
Okay. This week I decided to do the alpha move and make everyone wear crop tops. As you can see,
it fucking worked. You're supposed to start by singing.
I asserted my dominance. Shut up. Daddy is talking.
Todd is afraid to be himself.
Daddy is talking.
Todd's afraid to be himself.
I am wearing a crop top with literally two-thirds of my nipples out. Yeah, that's a weird statement that only I can make. Daddy is talking. Don't you fucking...
I really want to smack
you. I'll rub
the
your
nipple.
Belly. Get the fuck...
Smack in the nipple.
I found out that's the number one way to disarm Dalton in any confrontation. Just slightly rub his belly and he just gets so uncomfortable and slightly turned on. You can see in his eyes.
I do not get it turned on. It was
Bro,
just weird.
Bro, you're just high-key scared
I was
and gay.
Like, what the fuck, dude?
Stop being scared and gay. I was in the Boy Scouts and didn't get diddled, bro. I'm just, like, anti-molestable. I'm sorry.
Because you already look like a pedophile.
I was such a rapeable little kid, too. Like, I don't get how it didn't happen to me, but whatever.
Oh, look at this guy.
Now, there are, like, there's a thing called,
statistic anomalies?
No. Suppressed memories, right? Do you know what suppressed memories are, Todd?
Mm-hmm.
It's where something bad happens to you and you suppress it.
Yeah?
So... Who's to say you didn't get diddled?
I mean, I feel like I've done a lot of mind-altering substances.
I feel
like
I
would
you
unlock
know,
something by now.
I think you got diddled here recently, didn't you?
I mean, yeah one of my friends did touch my dick today, yes.
Yes, exactly.
I touched his
you
dick
You got diddled
well.
Today.
I oil-checked a couple gentlemen on the basketball court, indeed.
Yeah. You put your whole fist in my ass.
I did tickle some pickles, indeed. Yeah.
Indeed.
I wrestled some jimmies, if you know what I'm saying.
He wrestled some jimmies, and then he disappeared for half an hour in the bathroom, so who knows what that was about.
I was packing fudge.
I think he was turned on by the little 16-year-old boy that was playing, too.
Dalton, he cooked you. What are you talking
about?
Yeah, honestly, the kid
ass,
was pressing the fuck out of me. I was so happy.
God.
Me and Holden were having off days, which was, that was sick.
I was literally like, I'm going to have to take it easy on this kid.
And then this motherfucker happens to have like a 35-inch vertical out of nowhere.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ. Fuck.
Literally put his nuts near my face twice, and I was on his team.
God damn. Who's gayer, you or him?
This guy.
At least you're aware. At least you're aware of it.
I got cute little duck socks, though.
That kid was wild.
The cameras can't see those. Lift it up higher. Higher. No, higher.
Put your legs behind your ears, buddy.
I need you to...
Wait,
okay.
I might be able to. I don't know if I can anymore. I used to.
That's hot.
Okay, I got my
clothes. That's hot.
Ugh. Oh, I needed to stretch before I did that. That hurt. All right.
Can you fold in half like a lawn chair?
Pretty close, yeah.
Wow. Nice. You ever fold a bitch back into a lawn chair position? You know
Indeed.
What I'm saying? Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, that's how you fit him in a trunk.
Yeah, why does this guy look like poor Canelo?
Why is his beard, like, extra red?
There's way too much hype for a guy named Matt. I feel like those are KKK clan, or like clan white supremacy tattoos.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
You might be a fan of Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. I heard he listens to Kanye quite often.
Oh, yeah.
This is true.
You said something about Kanye the other day, didn't you?
Yeah, what did you say about Kanye the other day, Todd?
I agree with him on something.
Yeah, you said that he was completely right on the...
something.
It was something about... it was a choice.
Yeah.
Oh my god, no. bump the mic. Don't do that to me. Don't put that evil on me, boys. I did not.
No. You were like,
you were like,
it's very remarkable the intelligence this man has, you know, as an artist and as a scholar to understand that it was a choice. I think that was a direct quote from you, actually. You know?
ladies and gentlemen, of Going Back Door, this is a public disclaimer
now, the
that this is all jokes and not actual factual
what
statements.
Was the choice? Because I only heard the second half of that. What were you talking about? What was the choice?
I'm going to lean in. Kanye said slavery was a choice, and I was like, you know what, fam? You get to say that. Cool.
No, no, no. You didn't say you get to say that. You said I totally agree.
I can't agree because I don't have a dog in this fight. How about you, honky?
I own many slaves.
Wow. Oh, just like your boy, Andrew Tate?
No.
Speaking
no.
of Andrew Tate.
No, I own two, and their names are Todd and Michael, and they do everything for this podcast.
Yeah, but we also do everything to cook your ass in the court, too.
Yeah, exactly. But without me, this doesn't happen, so, you
know. I buttered both sides. I then ran him through an egg wash, battered him, threw him in some flour, battered him again, threw him in the deep fryer. 8 minutes, golden crispy.
And that's how Todd likes his dicks.
Chicken dinner. That is what Dalton
chicken
became today.
Dinner.
Dalton came in today talking all this shit.
He literally.
I literally gave you the barbecue chicken
shut
like
up.
Three times.
Time out.
Three times.
Okay, you did get big manned. Quite
yes,
a,
you did.
Quite a bit today.
You did.
And you weigh more than me. Stop being bitch.
Like, I.
Stop being bitch.
Dominated you in the paint.
Yeah.
You have a low center of gravity.
Yeah.
You're just top heavy.
He's
like a fucking dwarf.
Honestly, he worries me guarding me in the paint more than you do.
It's just because I'm very long.
That's
yeah.
I don't give a fuck in the paint because I like being on the outside.
I feel like every time I have it in the paint, Mike's just like, all right, let's get this over with.
He literally just lets everyone back him down so he doesn't have to play defense.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You go ahead and score. I'll just be here.
Dude, what the fuck is up with this Favela guy just doing this Mike Tyson stance?
You don't even fuck with me on the perimeter, bro. Can't even stand my handles.
You threw like 3 week passes and I get a hold of him every time.
No. That's not what I remember.
Dalton, you have like no medium on passes either. It's either like
really hard?
Really, really hard, like a bullet pass, or the softest shit I have ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't get it either.
Yeah.
Because it's never the ones I expect to be hard are hard.
Yeah, I throw hard passes.
And then, like, the ones that where it looks like, oh, yeah, this is leaving his hands clean. It's going to be a nice bullet right to my chest. You give me this weird, soft bounce pass. It's weird. I don't.
It's usually I'm trying to do, like, lobs or something. Like, especially on post-ups, I tend to try to, like, lob it out. So, like, the guy in the post is the only one that can get it.
I like a low bounce pass so I can grab it and do a little fancy little fade away.
Well, good to know. Good to know.
I just want my chest just so I can fucking figure out what I want to do.
You don't get in the paint. That's your problem.
Well, no.
Because you're scared.
I ain't scared.
You're scared. You stop and do the little floater, you know, on the baseline.
Because I know I can do that.
You know, or you do.
It is like the most irritating shit on the planet.
I mean, really, it is. Every time it goes in, it makes me a little bit more mad inside. You know?
Ooh.
That's my whole point. I go for your heart.
Our boy
yeah,
Muhammad.
I go for your mom's ass.
That's fine.
You know?
I go for your heart. I rip it out. I do not care on the court.
Yeah, I go for your mom's ass. That's why I'm wearing this cutoff. Or this. Whatever this thing is.
It's a crop top.
I feel like I'm wearing a bra right now.
Crop top. Drop top, cooking these bitches in a hot pot.
Oh my god.
Our boy Muhammad got knocked out.
You're gonna be done, like, in a hard
well.
That was a racism.
Maddie won.
A dude named Matt with a red beard.
Dude
disgusting.
Named Matt. Generic redneck white guy won.
But with an eagle tattoo.
And this black guy's rooting for him.
That's Aljamain Sterling. I don't think he counts as black anymore.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Hey, I didn't make the decision, bro. It was black Twitter.
Black Twitter.
Sorry.
Get on Twitter.
No, I'm just speaking out of my ass.
There you are.
Yeah, literally, I have no idea.
GPT does not support racism in any form. This is fucked up what he just said. Todd would like to apologize publicly. Now back to Todd with apology.
I can't even hear that.
It's Yeah, that's the point. It's disclaimers. We're just saying it to say it because, like, we...
Fuck cancel culture.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Two clean hooks.
One more thing. Fuck your mother.
The gingerbeard king. He gets plopped right on the forehead, eats that bitch like Lucky Charms, and swings another vicious left. Oh, that's not even an eagle on his back. That's like some dude praying.
Yeah.
With wings.
Maybe it's his dead father.
We can only hope. The way he punched that guy, you can tell he didn't have a good childhood.
Why does the other guy look like he's trying to figure out how to walk again?
Because his brain was shut off, Dalton. You do weird shit when your brain goes asleep.
No, he looked like he was trying to hug the floor there for a minute.
He kind of was.
Like the guy was trying to help him up, and he's like, no, I have to make love to my friend here. The floor.
Let's pull the guy who just got knocked the fuck out directly to the side. That seems great, making him do lateral movement.
This looks a little pale.
He got fucked up, dude. Your brain shuts off. It's literally not good for you.
No, the other guy.
He's a pasty motherfucker, let's be honest.
He is very pale, yes.
I'm trying to figure out where the red hair comes into play.
I don't know. Probably shitty heritage.
Hey, shut your fucking mouth.
Bunch of potato farming
faggots.
Your people
literally were Nazis, okay? That's right. Fuck your German heritage, bro. Come at me, bitch.
No one can even hear you because you're not even anywhere near the microphone.
Listen here, bitch.
Weak chin, bitch.
Listen, your heritage is full of Nazis. The German people never did anything good for society. Name one.
The Volkswagen Beetle?
How is that good for society?
Hitler stole the idea from a Jewish guy?
Okay,
that's actually what happened, though.
Oh, all right.
A guy was working for Porsche. He was a Jewish guy, a car designer. And Hitler saw the design, was like, oh, yes. Oh, wait, das Jude? Oh, that's not good. And then he literally stole the design and gave it to Volkswagen, created Volkswagen. The people's car.
How does this prove that your heritage is not fucked with Nazis?
You said they didn't do anything good, bro.
I mean, Todd did watch that fucking movie, Kyrie linked on.
Except it went up in price, bitches.
You did watch it, though?
No, I wish.
No? You wish.
I definitely almost want to watch it.
I have no idea what it even is.
I watched it.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. It's basically,
the Jews killed Jesus, so they're bad.
No. It's a gangbang, video. I don't see why anybody found any issues with it. It was very tasteful, I thought.
Just six Yannickas, one Hymen.
No.
That was funny.
It was three black dudes.
Oh my god.
Three black dudes, and it was the, you remember Donald Sterling from a few years ago? Yeah, it was him and his wife. He was getting cucked by three black dudes. I think it was Kyrie.
Oh shit.
What
is up with this fucking guy walking around
Patrick
with bows
Beverly
and primos?
And Drew Holiday. Yeah.
Damn.
They were all gang banging Donald Sterling's wife. While Donald Sterling.
That
watched.
Is a field tip
yes.
arrow, Sonny.
Yes. Cuz it was Well, she's been dating an 80-year-old dick for a few years now, and three big black dicks, and her pussy was pretty amazing.
Her Kyrie's dick's like 3 inches, though.
Where did you hear this information at?
Same person told me Devin Booker has a 14-inch dick.
Okay, how did they
Bro,
know this?
Bro, he's definitely got to have a hog, though. Come on, now.
Who told you this?
Me.
Or how did you find... You?
What do you mean?
How did you find out this information?
What do you mean, how did I find out this information? You don't know?
Okay. It's on their Wikipedia page.
Do you
like,
want another beer?
No.
Do you want another beer?
No, I still haven't finished mine. Intern, can you get more beer? Oh wait,
Spike.
I'm not an intern.
Spike.
Anymore.
Oh, she's seeping.
You got on.
Bro, stop.
You heard that one. You heard that.
No, don't. Nothing. Don't fucking bring it up again.
Nothing.
You guys are bad.
Hey. Hey, Todd.
Yeah.
Watch this shit.
Don't you turn off my microphone again. You hacking me again.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Todd. This just did. It didn't even rip all the way. There we go. God damn it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Take this thing off.
You're not just going to rock with it, Daddy?
Oh. Yeah, he's going to talk with us. He wants some jerry beans.
Holy shit, your tan line is crazy.
It's bad.
It looks bad. So crazy on camera.
It's so
bad. Oh, my God. Why is the neckline so wide?
Neckline?
The tan line on your neck, bro.
What are you talking about?
It goes out to like here. Why? How?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, my neighbor just got home. Welcome home, buddy.
Yeah, fuck your neighbor.
I ran into him at the gas station. And then my other neighbor were going hunting. Oh, wow, and he's putting his shirt back on. What a coward. F in the chat for Dalton's titties.
Don't worry, I got you guys.
Tonight's main event is Israel Adesanya.
Jorge Masvidal.
Shut the fuck up. He might be going to jail. And
hell yeah.
Alex Pereira.
Hell yeah. Wait, why is he going to jail?
Oh, he ran up on Colby Covington with a mask on in a steakhouse and snaked him and like knocked out one of his tooth.
Hot.
Yeah, apparently gave him like a pretty bad concussion.
So, how many times have you jerked off to this video?
At least four.
At least four?
Yeah.
Wow. So,
Miami Jesus.
Wait, so
don't make
he's facing Tito Ortiz tonight?
Rose Billy.
He looks like Tito Ortiz, bro. What are you talking about? What? They look similar.
Are you fucking retarded?
They look similar.
Who?
Him.
That guy does not look a thing like
okay,
fucking Tito
not
Ortiz.
In that picture.
He does not look a thing like fucking Tito Ortiz.
There was a thing in the video where he kind of looked like Tito Ortiz.
You drunk retard.
They found him right at one angle. There was one angle.
This just
like
in.
He was...
Dalton is a mega racist.
I am not a racist.
You can't even tell me what country he's from.
Okay. I'm not racist. I just don't know flags. How about that?
Brazil.
And score one for Michael.
That was going to be my first guess.
Anytime.
What's the blue and white one? I'm guessing that is Israel.
Argentina.
Oh.
Well,
Israel's is blue and white, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a couple that are blue and white.
Yeah.
Gotta get a good look at it.
Do you know what the gay one with the red, white, and blue is?
Are there stars on it?
Yeah.
The French one?
No.
The French has red,
no.
white, and blue.
The
that
French one's
one.
Cool as fuck, you know?
You're gay.
It's bad as shit. This man,
Paul Felder,
has one hell of a beard, but a big ass mouth.
He's a fucking man's man.
He has a big ass mouth.
He's a fucking hero.
Oh, have they fought before?
Yeah, in kickboxing. Alex Pereira knocked him out.
Is this like one of the few people that has?
The only person.
The only person.
Ever.
To knock out.
Izzy,
so this might be Izzy's like
kryptonite as a person, yeah.
There might be a title change tonight. I don't think so.
I do not foresee that at all. Izzy, honestly, hit this first round is going to be a real fucking set of mind games. He's
going
to have to either shoot for a takedown immediately or completely stick on the game plan of waiting to counterpunch him. Because Alex Pereira is a guy who wants to do the light touch, big setup power shot. Just like a traditional old school kickboxer. Izzy is a counter striker. Alex Pereira, notorious, has issues with counter strikers. Especially with the smaller gloves.
So how's he talking about in kickboxing?
Big gloves. Different set of rules.
I'm going to go ahead and bet money that Alex wins this. I love Izzy. You know? Big fan. But.
You know what, Dalton? You also have your crop top on. Coward.
That's how I flaunt my dick in your mom's chest.
My microphone's also apparently fucked up. That's nice. Let's fix this shit.
Leave it to the fucking professional podcaster to fuck up his microphone. You're talking all this good shit.
This is weird. This is weird.
That was big gay.
That was big gay. Super gay.
I thought it was kind
of
cute.
I hope one of my neighbors saw that. We're just like, what the fuck?
I mean, the next time you see this, you know, like you just jerking them off. You might be doing that later.
Yeah, it's getting real Louie-like in the here. Bro, get your hand out of your fucking pants.
Is this weird for you?
Get your hand out of your fucking pants, bro.
Is this weird for you?
Get your hands out of your fucking pants.
You sick fuck.
Potentially committing sex
crimes. Is this weird for you?
You don't know who's in the other
side. Is this weird for you?
Stop being brazy.
What?
Like Russian girl just watching you with your hand in your pants. I'm gonna lose it.
I hope you end up on a sex offender's list for like pissing in a park or something crazy like that.
I already am.
I knew it.
I would not be surprised. That's why you had to move away from the college. Ah.
No, the reason I had to move away from the college was...
Sex crimes?
No.
Deshaun Watson crime?
No. I lived by meth heads, if you don't remember.
Yeah, one... Yeah.
And that shit sucked.
That was really fun.
That was not a good time living there. I'm glad you had fun showing up every week.
I had a great time showing up every week.
You really missed out on the meth heads.
It was so expensive for you to live there, too, for what you were dealing with.
Like, oh, my God.
It didn't make any fucking sense.
It was retarded.
I pay less for this place than you did.
What do you pay now?
I pay $515.
Is that, like, all together? Like, for both of you?
Yeah.
Mine was $400.
Yeah, that's for this whole bitch.
Yeah, and $400 was just me. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, you're doing way better than I was.
Michael's squatting here, technically.
What?
What?
Oh, like, he's not on the lease type thing?
Yeah, 100% he's not.
Wow.
Neither saw this, so...
So who's on the lease?
She don't live here no more.
Oh.
I'm on a month-to-month thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Pretty sick nasty.
Wow.
Kind
of
funny.
Landlord wants me to move out, and now I'm just stayed here out of spite, because fuck you, Jennifer.
She wants you to move out? Why?
I don't know. I've been here for a while. I'm bad at paying on rent on time.
Wow. But you do pay?
Yeah, it's either super late or super early. Like, there's no in-between. I never paid on time.
Wow.
Yeah.
You should...
Did we get the Meatball Maddie fight? Let's go. Meatball Molly. I'm a piece of shit. She's a scouse. Two back-to-back wins by spinning elbow.
And Aaron Blatchfield?
Yeah, Blanchfield. Yeah.
Blanchfield.
Jiu-jitsu ace.
She's kind of hot.
She's got a big-ass forehead.
She is a smoke show, indeed.
That announcer could get this dick. I'm just going to put that out there.
Which one? All three of them?
I was talking about the bald man on the right.
Alex Smith? Yeah, I'd fuck the shit out of him.
But,
Paul Felder, he could get it.
Yeah, maybe.
I would definitely come on his pretty little face.
What about Tits McGee on the left?
I might throw the Vaginasaur some dick if I'm feeling sad, you know?
The Vaginasaur?
Yeah, that's what we call women with vaginas now, because, like, there's women with dicks. Far superior. Who's going to know how to suck a dick besides a lady with a dick?
Touche, I guess.
Give me that. Give me that. That's a good point. Vagina.
Do you watch tranny porn, Todd?
No, it's just...
No, we had a transgender person working on the line between us. Like, dude, trying to be a chick. I had a very good question asked to me the other day about that.
What? What is the problem, Todd?
I'm just waiting for Michael to say something completely fucking wild. Go for it, buddy. What the fuck question were you gonna ask somebody?
Whoa!
Give me a fucking cigarette. Give me a fucking cigarette. I'm stressing out right now. This motherfucker. This motherfucker just always out here just like, you know what? These careers are just now getting off the floor. Just now getting started. Let me just burn them at the stake like a fucking Salem witch. Just like he fucked a 15-year-old girl and didn't want to tell his wife.
It's been good knowing you, Internet. This will be our last episode of Going Backdoor.
We're going to have to
start. Because Michael's going to burn it to the ground.
We're literally going to have to just.
One fucking sentence.
Have to only release on our website.
Yeah.
You know how impossible that's going to be?
We're going to literally be like.
I'm already shadow banned on Reels.
That won't be too impossible to do. Put it on the website. It's you fuckers viewing it.
You aren't that worried. Just pause it so I can say it on here. Because this is going to be a funny question.
Go ahead and ask a question. I'll cut it later.
Let's see what the fuck you got. Come on, buddy. Don't disappoint me. What you got? Motherfucker?
Challenge my editing abilities. Go ahead, try it.
Shut the fuck up then. So I got to ask my coworker, what happens when this transgender beats off? Do they play with their tits while they're jacking off or not?
Wouldn't you?
It's just a serious question.
Wouldn't you, though?
You know what? I thought it was going to be way worse.
Honestly, yeah.
I think they still will be offended, but, you know, that wasn't that bad.
I mean, that's just, like, I feel like that's a rather normal
question. I think he's going to ask, like, are they people or something crazy, you know?
I'm just like, do I call it an it?
Yeah, like, what do I call it?
Well, no, it's just a curious question, because I'm pretty sure the motherfucker still has his dick, but he definitely has titties. So... It's a good question. It's like,
oof. All right, we're gonna move on. I think that's what the best thing to do in this situation. Yeah.
Please. Dominic Reyes is fighting tonight as well. That's hot. His last competitive fight, it feels like.
What did you think of the Derek Chauvin trial?
Shut the fuck up. One of the guys that shot a black kid.
No. That's the guy that had his knee on the dude's neck.
Oh.
That piece of shit. That.
Oh, okay. Well, then fuck
that
guy.
Yeah. He deserves to go to prison.
He got what he fucking deserves.
I hope
he's in general population, not in solitary or nothing.
I hope
general
he gets fucked multiple times a day, honestly. Not just physically, but like...
Mentally.
Everything sucks,
like,
you know, for him.
Some guy just slaps his tray out of his hands or just like whole ass takes it every day. I hope you're starving to death in there.
I hope your mother calls you once a week to tell you're a disappointment. I hope your wife is fucking a black man. That's what I hope.
I hope your kids never see you.
I hope your kids get cancer.
Whoa.
They didn't do nothing. Come on now.
You know what? You're right. You're right. The kids didn't do anything.
I hope the kids call that black guy dad.
I hope
his wife calls him daddy.
I hope you get hemorrhoids. That's what I hope.
From all the ass raping.
That's not how that works.
I know, but like...
That's not how that works.
Okay, well, I hope you bleed out of your ass.
Yeah, I hope you bleed out of your ass. I hope the guards run a train on you.
Yeah.
After the prisoners are done fucking you.
Yeah, like the gang that just got done railing you. They just, like, walk over to one of the guards, and they're like, "Oh shit, that looks like fun, man. Can I get a turn?" And the gang's like, "You know what, fam? Get on in here." And they just hold you down while the guards run a train on you as well.
I hope you try to go to a women's prison by claiming to be a woman, but you actually have to have your dick cut off. And then they don't send you to the women's prison.
You're going to be the first thing that bridges all the races in prison, and you're just going to be a fuck puppet. A fuck puppet of all races.
I forgot to put my phone on silent like a stupid fuck.
You literally said you were putting it on silent.
I did, and then I completely forgot because I got what am I looking for here?
Sidetracked.
Sidetracked on the dating apps. Yeah. Still single. Finbay's curious.
I watched my man swipe on Tinder for a solid multiple minutes.
Somebody love me, please. Love me.
Oh, but back to Dalton revealing his jersey for the day.
Can you do the arms of the angel while I do this? Please. Somebody love me. Please.
An angel.
Please.
Carry me far away.
Please. Please.
That's all I know.
All right.
I feel like
what
I murdered
that. What were you saying
that.
About my jersey, you stupid
cuck?
Oh,
okay, so Dalton was sitting over... You can't see it in the setup we have, but there's a nice chair.
The chair behind the camera.
There's a chair behind the camera.
As I like to call it, I call it the ho chair.
Yeah, my dog sits in the chair to look out the window.
No, but I call it the hoe chair because that's where Todd likes to jerk off at.
Yep.
To his tentacle porn. So. Yep.
Okay, so anyway, Dalton was sitting in this chair, and he's like, you guys aren't even fucking ready. I'm about to cook everyone today. It's going to be my best games of basketball of my fucking life. And proceeds to take off his hoodie in a fucking big grandiose show to show us this jersey he was so proud of. And it's a fucking Russell Westbrook All-Star jersey. Just a big old fat zero right on his chest.
I got it off of some sketchy jersey website.
The funniest,
for $15.
The funniest part about it is
$15 for an All-Star jersey.
You know how the name Westbrook is really close together on every other jersey? This motherfucker was so wide that it actually had enough room to be spaced out. It was hilarious.
I also have a Giannis Antetokounmpo jersey.
How big are the gaps between them letters?
I'm not sure. I haven't worn it in a while. I'll wear it next week.
Mm.
I'll wear it next week.
Maybe you actually act like MVP.
Yeah.
I really want to get a jersey, but I can't really justify spending like $180 for a fancy one.
I have the Russell Westbrook jersey. I have Giannis. I have two Jordan jerseys. One of them is from the 90s, actually. That's pretty cool. Doesn't fit. It's too small. And then I also have a LaDainian Tomlinson jersey, a Khalil Mack jersey. Fuck you. I thought you were going to make some comment, but I'm sorry. That was me lashing out for no reason. And then I have a Liam Hendricks jersey.
Fuck Liam Hendricks.
Fuck you. Suck my dick from the back. Suck my dick from the back. I hope you rub your nose on my butthole. Okay?
I have.
Listen. I also have a jersey that I spent $60 on. A Kobe White jersey. So, please, Chicago, don't trade him. Because then I've wasted $60. Anyways, what were you saying about you wanting to buy a jersey? And why is it going to be DeAndre Ayton? I'll tell you why. It's because you're a pussy. Got him.
I hate you so much. DeAndre Ayton. There's a reason we didn't give you the fucking extension you wanted, you fucking crybaby-ass bitch.
You know what jersey I really
You're
want?
Fucking 7 foot for what?
I really want a Luka jersey.
You rebound less than most point guards in the league. How is that physically possible?
You ever want to get a hockey jersey?
Yeah, I kind of do, actually.
No. How the fuck are you so goddamn useless, but you want to be like, I deserve more. Act like it.
You know what's never made sense to me? Soccer jerseys.
Yeah. I've never been a fan of the grass fairies.
It never made sense to me how some fucking 7 foot baby is just like, you know what? Zion gets paid a lot. I deserve it too. I'm just as good as Zion. I used to think that. I really did. And then you decide you're done playing in the fucking finals. Fuck you, DeAndre Ayton. You let me down, you piece of shit. You hurt my feelings. That wasn't nice of you.
But you know what? Also, I heard that tennis jerseys look really fitting on fat guys, you know?
And you know what, Devin Booker? You fucking son of a bitch. You've been playing with my goddamn heart for way too many goddamn years. Yeah. Okay. You fucking piece of shit. You think you're going to be the next version of Kobe, but goddamn it, at least Kobe won something once in a while, you fucking monster.
You know what would be really weird? Let's all get WNBA jerseys.
Win a postseason game, you fucking piece of shit. And stop being...
I want a Brittany Griner jersey.
Stop asking your girlfriend which one of her cars you can drive to work every day, you fucking princess.
I think Todd needs it, because he's doing a lot of whining.
Okay, that's all I need.
Are you done on your rant?
I'm done. The Phoenix Suns have been pissing me off. How the fuck do you guys lose to the goddamn Magic? Are you fucking kidding me? Alright, that's all I got.
NBA note, Brooklyn's been winning.
Fuck Brooklyn.
Fuck you.
Trade the entire team besides Cam Johnson and Miles Bridges. I swear to God. And Jay Crowder. Leave Jay Crowder. The rest of them, fuck them.
Miles Bridges is just got out of a prison sentence, everybody. You're thinking of Mikal Bridges.
Yeah, Mikal Bridges. Yeah, that guy. Speaking of which, black guy finally got rich guy privilege. Let's go.
Are you talking about Miles Bridges?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Dude, so out of all those like named jerseys and shit, I'm probably gonna buy me like a Lamelo Ball one.
I want a Luka.
I fuck with Charlotte's fucking jerseys they came out with.
I like the new like
or Jokic?
The city whatever. Jerseys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I really want to buy a Phoenix one.
Yeah, I want. That's what I'm saying. I want a Lamelo Ball one, but it's gotta be that.
I
want
to buy a Bridges jersey.
I think you know what we should do. We should buy like trash player jerseys.
Okay.
Carson Wentz.
You know?
Zach LaVine.
No. I was talking like the
Vucevic.
Like low like go on 2K. Whoever has the lowest rating, you get that guy's jersey on your favorite team.
Campaign.
It's probably not campaign. There's probably somebody way worse.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Hold up. We're going to do this. We're going to figure it out, okay?
I'm not doing that.
No, no, no. We're just going to figure out if you were to participate in this, who it would be. Nets 2K rating. Talk. Oh, my God. Rating.
Whoa, that's a whole bunch of anime porn. What the fuck, dude? I didn't know you
dude.
Got down like that. Let's
yeah,
go.
Yeah, dude. I got a lot. I got a lot, you
Let's
know?
Let's go.
You know, you gotta keep up on what you know.
you got a Terry on the standby.
So it looks like your guy is Jesus Christ. This website sucks. Alondas Williams. Is that how you pronounce that shit?
I can fucking tell you.
A L O N D E S. Alondas Williams. So. It's that or Kessler Edwards. So. Excuse me. Suns. 2K.
Oh, we got a Philly boy. Philly boy Reading. In this bitch. Andre Prochazka.
He's Jewish.
Oh, dude. You might have lucked out on this. Your boy, Ish Wainwright.
We got
70 overall.
Beer and cigarettes, Keith Peterson. Let's go.
Hell yeah. Todd, you need to buy an Ish Wainwright jersey.
Never in your life.
Ish Wainwright or Josh Okogie?
No.
Let's see. I'm looking it up right now.
It should be
a
strike heavy middle.
Malcolm right Hill. Or I could get a Kostov Antetokounmpo jersey.
There you go.
The third one? What the fuck?
Yeah, he's the oldest, actually.
Wow.
And he's not great.
But, I could imagine, judging by how the other one... The only one that's good is Giannis.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, comparatively to the league, obviously. He's a
I think there was a fourth brother that was supposed to be, like, decent.
Doesn't he play rugby or something instead?
No, I think
or
he,
football?
No, I think he's just super young and hasn't made it into the league yet, I think.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Hot.
Keep an eye out for that. Yeah, you know, Todd and underage boys, he's always turned on by that. So, especially when they look him right in the eyes.
Yep. Yep. Look me right in the eyes. Don't fucking sex choke you. It looks like there's nobody there yet, and it's always sad.
What?
For the prelims, and there's nobody in the crowd.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's because nobody gives a shit about these fighters.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong, but I do.
I mean, they're going to make a name for themselves some way, but it would help if, like, it would help if people would actually show up to watch.
Yeah.
You know?
Are we going to have this podcast before the main card?
I feel like the UFC has become one of those things where, like, celebrities just show up to be like, I was there.
Yeah, they show up for, like, the last two fights.
Yeah, like, look, I'm at the main event.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Irritating.
You think Schultz is there right now?
Probably.
Really?
Yeah, Schultz likes going.
Pete Davidson's probably there.
We'll probably see the whole Flagrant crew.
Yeah. Well, they probably won't show him on camera.
Maybe.
You catch a lot of Tony Hinchcliffe at these. Like, honestly.
Really? Wow.
Like, right over the commentary booth. He's usually just, like, chilling right there.
You know what celebrity they'll never catch this?
Randy Couture.
Yeah, John Cena, because he's invisible.
Randy Couture.
You read my mind, Michael.
He's banned.
Thank you.
He's banned from the UFC.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
His son was fighting, and wouldn't even be allowed to corner his son.
I remember when Pac McAfee made his debut on here.
Yeah, with the neck brace on and shit.
Neck brace right next to Triple H.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
Vincey. Old Mr. I Pay for Sex, Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Speaking of wrestling, Dalton, what's going on in the world of the WWE?
WWE?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, let's see. Roman still has the title.
Look at that.
Seth Rollins has the USA title. I think he beat Bobby Lashley at some point. I don't know. I've really been paying attention that much. So I'm kind of guessing and going off
the flight. Bobby Lashley still wrestles?
Yes, he does.
He's still able to move?
And he is yoked. Still. Yoked.
Yeah, I mean, steroids are a thing, buddy.
The man is terrifyingly big.
Jesus Christ.
So... yeah, that's a thing. MJF is going to be competing for the AEW title. Logan Paul, another WWE title, or WWE thing. Before we move on to AEW, Logan Paul blew out his entire fucking knee.
Oh, yeah.
So, that's a thing. That's cool.
The Judgment Day. Is there better?
ACL, MCL, and meniscus.
Yeah, crazy. Crazy. What about Judgment Day?
Is there any response for Rhea Ripley?
I have no idea, honestly. I don't know what's going on. I haven't been really watching wrestling the last few weeks. I haven't been keeping an eye on it. Yeah, as far as... I watched a little bit of AEW stuff last night, trying to catch up on that. Yeah, MJF's going to have the title. Woohoo. That's all we know on that. If you haven't heard of MJF yet, you will. I mean, he's, I think, going to be a big star outside of wrestling. Because the man's very full of charisma and all that bullshit.
I'll fucking fill you with something.
Hot. oh, speaking of the Paul brothers, though, did you see who Jake Paul's next opponent is?
I did. Your boy Andrew Tate.
He beat me to the punchline. I should have saved that for later. God damn it. You know what? You played me on that one.
You played yourself.
But yeah, my boy Andrew Tate, as you said. Yeah, he's my boy, you know?
Boyfriend, baby.
Yeah, yeah. We're friends. We're boyfriends. You know what I'm saying, Doug? Yeah, yeah.
I can see you.
But I dominate him, because he's a little pussy.
No.
Do you have the new Bugatti?
No, but I have your balls. I have my balls in your mouth.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, little spook's waking up. Good morning, old lady.
So who do you think's gonna win? Or better yet, who do you want to win? Out of Jake Paul and Andrew Tate.
If they fight MMA,
it's gonna be boxing.
Oh, okay. I don't give a fuck then. I don't give a shit. It's probably gonna be rigged anyways.
Yeah, Jake likes to rig them.
I've tried, ladies and gentlemen. Try to bring us some kind of contents or context. Just debate with me. Who do you think would win? Name one and I'll take the other side. This would be funny. Just do it.
Okay.
Just roll with the punches.
Just based,
we're doing a first take thing here.
Just take based on fight experience, Andrew Tate.
You're going to go with Andrew Tate. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Jake's bigger, right? He's younger.
He weighs more. He's not taller or has more reach.
Okay, but he weighs more, and he's got the youth, right?
And he's also has the ability to stick his dick down a girl's mouth.
I was going to get to that. He also knows how to mouth fuck people to death, apparently. So,
yep.
I think I'm going to have to go with it being a very competitive match, but I'm going to go with Jake, mainly because he's probably going to fix the fight. But...
Yeah.
But, you know, if he wants to come on here and defend himself, that's fine. That's what I'm laying out this challenge. Come on the podcast, you know? You can sit right here, right next to our lovely friend Mike.
We'll get real lubed up and wrestle around on the floor.
He will suck your dick willingly, so
no.
That's the thing.
No. Shut up.
I'll give him that special treatment.
Shut up.
I'll give him what he wants. If he wants to mouth fuck me to death, he can mouth fuck me to death.
Yeah, okay. If you want to mouth fuck him, you can. That's actually...
He's gonna butt fuck me, he's gotta pay me.
We forgot to announce that. Mike is now a full-time member of Going Back Door. Yeah.
He set up his own microphone today.
That doesn't mean...
We were real proud of him.
That doesn't mean he's going to be on every podcast. That just means that feature part that's on every podcast that he's on here, that's gone. It's just going to be the name of the episode.
It doesn't exist anymore.
So it's less typing for me, so I'm fine with that. But when we have guests, he's going to have to, like, you know, suck their balls, basically. So...
Come sit on daddy's lap.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be sitting on the guest lap.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Unless they're women. Then they sit right here. No, then, I'm kidding.
Hey,
That's fucked up.
Hey,
No.
What if
no.
You just say, instead of your lap, why don't you say your face? That's a lot better of a seat.
No, that's where Todd's mom usually sits.
Yeah.
Your mom jokes have gotten out of hand, I feel like. I'm sorry. Especially today.
I have went the furthest, so I can't really say anything.
Yeah, you're right. You know what's the worst part about your mom sitting on my face, though?
What?
Nose being all the way inside of a pussy. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe if you didn't have a fat fucking nose.
Yeah, but that's your mom's favorite part about, you know, riding my face.
You're literally built big, like what Jack Frost is drawn like.
Having this big, fat nose right inside of her fucking pussy.
You're like if Jack Frost and Santa Claus had a baby.
I blink so I can play with her clit. That's what I do.
Well, no, just look at him. You just need to be able, get a white, thicker beard. And I swear to God, you'd be the best Santa Claus. But like when Jack Frost takes over being Santa Claus in Santa Claus 3. You know what I'm talking about, the Tim Allen film. You like that?
Yeah, you got the belly, man.
Don't ever try. Motherfuckers! I hate you all so much right now.
I'll touch you all over, Daddy.
I'll finger you.
Hot. Do it! Wow.
Does it hurt yet? Does it hurt yet?
This is a hard-working liver you're pushing on.
The hardest working liver in the entire county.
No, definitely not.
Definitely yeah, not, right, but a pretty hard working one. I will say I have been drinking a lot.
You're alcoholic.
Only slight. Oh shit, he's got a weird Kimura setup. Oh shit.
Yeah, we do need to discuss that at some point, Todd.
What?
Me and Mike were discussing this earlier. Do you know you have a problem?
Are you doing a bit right now?
No, you realize you have a problem,
Are you
right?
doing a bit right now?
Now, the alcohol is one thing, you know, and...
But the constant blowing of random men on the side of the street, bro.
It's worrying. Have you heard of a thing called mouth herpes? Do I need to show you pictures?
Guys, it's Grindr. Calm down. Daddy's chill.
Okay.
That is still one of my favorite just like snippets of content ever to exist. Daddy chill. What the fuck is that?
This just in. That was disgusting. I should have done that.
Did you just fart on my couch?
Maybe.
You sick bastard. Dirty bitch.
Yeah.
You literally have a bed, though.
I know.
You really do. Like, every time I come over here, Mike's asleep on one of the couches.
It's hard not to fall asleep on the couches. They're pretty comfortable.
They're comfy. The big TV's out here.
I'm convinced Mike could sleep on a park bench, honestly.
You're not wrong.
If he got comfortable enough. Yeah, really.
Sleep, like, pass on the floor.
He fell asleep at the gym earlier today, actually.
I did not.
Yeah, you fell asleep multiple times on defense. Like, especially in the paint.
Dalton, you fell asleep miserably today.
I really shit the bed, okay?
He came in with his big dick energy and just got shown you had a little fucking...
You know what?
I hit a game winner.
You know what's maybe the difference?
I hit a game winner and they had one on you.
You know what? I did not take any, like, pre-workout or anything, and I think that made made a little.
Oh mistake. Yeah, no, I have to before I play anymore.
Excuses. Yeah.
No, that was not my excuse. This is my excuse. I Patty Pimblin. Wait, is he fighting tonight?
No, he's fighting in December.
Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the
But
UFC.
His girl Maddie is. They're like best friends.
Molly. I don't give a Molly. Fuck. I want Patty.
Dude, she's a badass. She's so fun to watch.
Fuck.
5'4", just pure in your face rage.
I don't give a fuck.
I'm pretty sure this lost the prelims.
No, I'll watch. I'm just playing, but whatever.
So she's an exciting fight, dude.
Take his pants off and fuck him.
She's a stand-up artist. Mind your business, Michael. I can't actually tell by looking at the screen.
It's really small. It's right down there in the corner. And we are at
50
mittens, oh. Daddy. Okay.
So we got like 10 left of possible recording.
Yeah, 10 minutes or something or so.
Guillotine locked in.
How was your week, though? How was your week?
Pretty good. I got to work with a coworker I haven't got to work with like in a month.
Wow.
Pretty fire. Wow. We talked about how hip-hop culture is ruining young black men's lives, and that was a very interesting take to get from a guy from the south side of Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't bring it up at all.
What's his name? Hobson?
No.
Nope. Nope, I'm not going to say his name because I'm not going to name drop him like that, but he's a good man.
I just, when you said that, I immediately thought of like Hobson, Ill Mind of Five. Like, that's where my head went.
He's really got like black preacher energy, so I get it. But yeah, it was a pretty good week. Pretty good week. My girl's going to be staying with us for a while, so that's cool too, I guess. Yeah.
Why is she pregnant?
Nope.
No?
Nope. No. She, in fact, just had a new birth control implanted, indeed.
That doesn't matter.
My boy?
Doesn't matter.
Don't you put that evil on me.
No, it doesn't matter.
That revolver tattoo on his thigh is fire.
Man, you know what? You should just give it and have a kid.
I'm not going to have a kid.
Mike, you should have a kid too. And then for the content. I'll have a kid too.
We just become piece of shit dads for content.
Yeah, for content, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta have sex first.
I've had sex. Like, that joke is from 2015, and I don't appreciate you bringing it back from the dead. Thank you, though.
I brought it back, though.
You son of a bitch. It has been a couple months, but you don't need to remind me, okay?
I love
God. So this is going to be my last episode. I will be blowing my brains out after this.
Ari Shaffir possibly had the best special of the year.
What?
Ari Shaffir, his special Jew, fucking hilarious.
I watched it.
All the way through, an hour and a half of actual gold.
I was watching it, and I was trying to figure out the part where everybody got so upset with Kyrie. And I couldn't figure it out.
It's like the whole thing, bro.
Yeah, like, I don't get why everybody was upset with Kyrie, you know?
Excuse me.
It was just a comedy special. Why is everybody mad? Wait, was that not what he shared? Was that really not what he shared?
I don't know what the thing Kyrie shared is named.
We're going to watch
because
that.
Because I'm not a monster.
Next week, we're going to be watching that. Do you want none to pay of us the know $50? What it is because we're not anti-Semitic, but we're going to be getting it. No, we can find a fucking free version.
I doubt it.
Yeah, super legal streams.
Yeah, super legal streams. We'll find it, and then we'll watch it, and we'll do a live reaction to it next week.
Yeah,
be great.
This Petrovsky guy is just fucking wet blanket tactic. This dude and just rained damage on him for a solid 15 minutes. It's been kind of hard to watch.
Also reminds me
what I do to Dalton's mom every weekend.
You have 2 months. Fuck off. You have 2 months. You have 2 months to vote still on it's episode 36 of Going Backdoor. The poll is still up. Me and my vice president, Michael, here, running mate, I should say, running mate, are winning the polls last time I checked. Let's check that right now, actually.
It's on Spotify. The poll's on Spotify, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't feel like we get many Spotify listeners. Even though I bitched and moaned for so long to get it on Spotify because a lot of my people were like, yeah, I'd listen to it on Spotify. Turns out, you're lying bitches.
Wait, why?
They don't tune in.
Why don't they tune in?
I don't know, because they probably don't actually support me and they're just dick biters.
I mean, I don't listen to the podcast.
Wow. You don't listen to the podcast?
No, I do the editing. I listen to it every week when I edit.
You're right. Sorry, Dad. Like, sorry.
If I watched the final product, I would probably end up blowing my brains out, to be honest.
And Daddy.
The episode is Indie AIDS.
Fire name, by the way.
Indie AIDS. Four votes in 49 days left. 2 hours. You have 49 days, 2 hours. Actually, by the time this comes out, you'll probably have less than that. But whatever. Currently, Todd and my mom have 0 votes. So. And Michael, we're at 50%. So we have 2 votes. And then Al and Rudy Gobert have 1. And literally anyone else has 1 too. So
my sister's having a boy, so that's pretty cool. Found that out today. Sick, I guess.
My sister's having a baby like Tuesday.
Oh, fuck.
You just ashed on my floor. You fucking trap house.
So sorry, dude. It bumped.
Yeah, just like you've been bumping crack all night, you fucking addict.
Actually, I've been bumping uglies with your mother.
Got him.
Dude, this guy's mouthpiece is fire. It's all white besides a little bit of gold. That's fire.
You know what else is fire?
The sex I have with your mom.
I was going to say...
The head I received from your mom.
I was going to say herpes, but...
The tail I received from your sister.
You have
the fucking head your brother herpes. Gives me is honestly like
you have genital herpes.
Enchanting.
You know why you have genital herpes? Because you keep fucking things with genital herpes.
I can't stay away from your mom, man.
He's got a Soviet Union.
He really has a Soviet Union tattoo
this
on his
ribcage. This man is jacked.
Look at that.
Yeah, he is.
This man is. I want to be jacked like this man.
This motherfucker literally has a Soviet Union tattoo on his ribcage.
Don't start MMA training with me.
Fuck it, let's do it.
Don't get a tattoo first.
You know what, let's do this. I'm honestly thinking about it.
It's fun, like, we don't have to fight. Like, that's not what it's about.
Like, I kind of want to do, like,
I would try just personally some, like, feel better as your friend.
Honestly.
With you knowing how to defend yourself better.
I would, yeah. I've been thinking about that. I would like to know how to, like, do some stuff.
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to know how to talk and not be stuttering. That
do
would be
stand
nice
up,
too.
Dude.
Jesus Christ.
Just fucking struggle through it.
You think I'd get good at this after, like, fucking 41 episodes. But nope, I still stutter like a stupid bitch. Jesus Christ. Fuck me and fuck my asshole. I am retarded. I fucking hate myself. Okay? I really do. You know, I really hate myself. Every morning I wake up, I look in the mirror, and I go, you stupid, retarded bitch. You know?
I feel like you're...
And then...
You're going a little too hard.
I jerk off, and I feel so much better.
Oh my God. I fucking love him. Because, Barstool Sports...
Why does she look constipated?
Signed Meatball Molly and Patty Pimblin. They're the first fighters to be signed by Barstool Sports.
Wow. For hell of money. Are they doing like a podcast or
yeah.
something?
Yeah, Patty does a podcast.
Wow. Wow.
With like other fighters and shit. It's a weird dynamic.
Oh, wow.
Look at her. Just a fucking queen ready to fucking go in there and put her fucking fist through someone's face.
It's weird that I'm like, I looked at the screen and all the like the little punches they're doing at the screen, I started blinking.
Yeah, right?
Started flinching like a little bitch. God damn it, I am a pussy.
I'm getting a little cross-faded. I'm having a good time.
Jesus Christ.
Trackaholics.
I really need to get tougher, you know?
Don't just get hit more, dude.
Are you sure? Like, are you for real wanting to do, like, MMA training and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah? Huh, okay.
I've always had a thing for martial arts. It's my favorite way of working out, because it doesn't feel like working out.
Like, I would like to do some stuff. I'm not really interested in, like, boxing and stuff like that, just because, I don't know. I feel like I'm already too old to learn how to, like, try to do kicks and shit. You know?
I mean, yeah, probably.
If I'm being realistic. Yeah. I think I can throw a punch. I don't think my punching ability is really what I'm worried about. Like, I think if I really had to, like, fuck somebody up, I could. Honestly. Like, in a real-life scenario, dude, I think I'd be fine. Because then, like, in a real-life situation, it's not like this. Like, you can fight dirty in a real-life situation, you know what I mean?
That's the whole point.
Like, poke somebody in the eyes or, I don't know, rip their fucking
dick
off.
Hey, if you got more than 50 pounds on me, I'm grabbing your dick.
Yeah, like,
sorry, fam. The old dick twist, the old nut bite.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your mom.
No, if it's a little guy, you pick him up and drop him on his head. It's pretty simple.
Well, you choose some then.
Yeah, it's the number one tactic for big dudes ever fighting a small guy. It's just lay on top of him and punch him a bunch.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I would fight Todd. Actually, the way I would fight Todd.
It is literally your best option. On the feet, I'll fucking start you, I swear to God.
Let me explain how I would fight Todd. First, I would get prepared. I would get completely naked. I would grab some butter from the fridge. I would cover myself in the butter, okay? You can't get a hold of me if I'm slippery as fuck, right? And then...
No, sex choke you with my legs.
No. I'm going to cover myself in butter, but I'm also going to cover myself in some of that, like, muscle-relaxing gel stuff, right?
Oh, so you're just all numb?
So, like, anything you hit me, I'm not feeling, right?
Dude, let's just do a bunch of coke and then box.
I'm going to do a bunch of pre-workout, so I am laser-focused to beat that ass, right?
Okay.
And then I'm going to show up and cry, and you're going to be like, oh, you big fucking sad pussy.
And then you're going to surprise me, shoot a double leg.
And then, and then meanest, that's when it goes on, you know? F5, boom. You know what I mean?
Set of elbows I've ever seen.
Yeah. I'm going to be choking him. I'm going to have him in a fucking guillotine, you know?
Poor Calvin. It's going to be crazy.
But the only downside of the butter is his head's going to keep slipping out, and I'm going to be like, ah, fuck you, come back here, you know what I mean?
Frankie Edgar looks like a shell of himself, and it makes me sad.
He looks like he had, like, a real bad drinking problem.
He's been fighting for so long, dude.
I mean, dude. Dude looks
and
like
they
hell.
Didn't give him an easy fight for his last fight, and it's kind of fucking sad, but whatever. I hope he knocks this guy out. I know he won't, but I really hope
he does. Is that who he's fighting?
No. Is that She'd Molly? Fucking kill him. She'd fucking kill him. Yeah, it is, Molly.
Jeez.
She's a badass.
Wow.
And she's just such a fucking lad, too. Like, she gets on Patty's vlogs, and she's just drunk as shit, drinking beers in the fucking pub, hackling dudes.
Wow.
Excuse me. Very funny lady. She's fucking hilarious. Good interview, Michael Stein.
Wow. Get her on the pod.
I wish.
You know?
I fucking wish. I'd love to sit down with her and Patty.
I could ask all the sorts of dumb, ridiculous questions.
So it's like...
I wouldn't even ask dumb, ridiculous questions.
Is it true you guys drive on the right side of the car?
Like, yeah, I would ask dumb questions about, like, their, like, countries and shit.
Well, they're from the same place.
Oh, well, then that makes it easier.
Like, the same neighborhood and everything.
So, like, does the sun ever come out there? Or, like, you know...
They're just always inside drinking, mate.
Does... With the food, have you guys ever heard of seasoning, or is that like
not like a beans thing? For breakfast? What the fuck, fam?
Like, for real. What are some other English shit? Tea. What the fuck is up with tea?
Milk and tea. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Do you drink tea like in the middle of a fight instead of water? You know what I mean? I would ask stuff like that.
But they're Scouse. They're like a mix of Irish, Scottish, and English.
I would end it with asking Patty to pop them titties out. And yes, I did say Patty. I'm going to clarify that.
Patty does balloon up and get some titties. I'm pretty sure he's got like an eating disorder.
Honestly, I...
Because most fighters struggle with eating disorders.
You've seen the clip of him like eating the pizza and being like, no, I'd rather be fat.
Yeah, no, he balloons up to like 200 pounds between fights, dude.
I think that's just him like... Yeah, I know I can lose weight.
Yeah, but that doesn't work.
I like eating.
Forever.
Yeah, eventually it's going to bite him in the ass.
It literally destroys your body every time he does it.
But yeah, but he's happy, so like, whatever. You know? I'm with
the
it.
The problem is I want
Fat
him
man
to fight
rights.
Forever.
Fat man rights.
I love Paddy, dude. I want him to have a long, illustrious career. I have a lot of faith in him being a big star. Because he already is, bro. He's such a big draw.
I will say, the day that he comes out with some fucking whiskey, it's over. That's my prediction.
Yep.
That's usually how that goes, it seems
just
like.
Irish guys.
That's just Irish? Yeah. Hey, don't pick on my people.
I mean, I was talking about Conor McGregor.
Yeah, fucking, that's my people.
You potato-sucking bitches.
Listen, fuck you and your Nazi hat-wearing clan, okay? Jesus Christ. What is it, German, and what else are you?
English.
English? Wow.
And Norwegian.
I'm Norwegian. Jesus Christ.
Yep, the four widest places on the planet.
Oh,
three
my
widest
God.
Places. I'm sorry.
So you've fuck got... Okay. Let's break this down. You have the racist and the
German. Half German heritage.
You have the right... The
25% Norwegian. 25% English.
So you're half racist, quarter tasteless, because you're English. And then you're...
bigotry.
You're also emo, because Norwegian. So...
Gang.
Gang, gang.
Rep the set.
That's crazy.
Why are we getting so deep into my heritage, brother?
I'm half Irish, half your mother is on my dick.
So basically the worst version of white folks. Nice.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're basically like if Philly was a person.
No, that's Russia.
No, that's you.
You.
You are the person.
I am Philly?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
We're not talking like the Eagles. We're talking about like the Philadelphia Flyers.
I'm going to go run up a flight of stairs. That's what I'm going to do.
We'll go to the
gym. I'm going to slam my head into something really hard until I have brain damage.
I'm going to punch
like
a side
Sylvester
of beef.
Stallone. Adrian!
You forgot you were wearing a crop top. You tried to pull it down.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
God.
Taking it off, you bitch.
Oh, my God, Mike.
You
son of
bitches.
A bitch.
Not you.
We should wear them for ball. Except Dalton already ripped his in half because he's a bastard and doesn't like to have fun.
I'm going to get payback on that. I want you to know this in advance.
For what?
Him throwing it right at my head.
Oh.
Yeah.
What are you getting in there? What kind of snacks? What kind of snacks you getting?
Fatty.
Hey, mind your business. Shuck my dick.
Shuck my dick. Shuck my dick right now. Shuck my dick. Shuck my dick.
Is that a fucking drumstick?
Shuck my dick.
Is that a fucking drumstick, you little slut?
Are you eating a drumstick, you fatty?
Yep.
Hey, fatty, come in here, you fatty. Oh, good catch. Good catch. Well, that landed gently, actually.
23. Aaron Blanchfield, 23 years old.
Hot.
Bruce Buffy's. That's such a fire jacket.
Would you fuck Bruce Buffer?
Yeah. And now it is time for Todd's cum. Right?
Yeah, dude.
That's the whole point of me fucking
him,
right?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
Just for the voice.
And now I'm coming.
Molly, you fucking little psychopath. I love her so much.
All right, we're in an hour 8.
Oh, we got to cut it. This has been episode 38.
38, 41.
41 of Going Backdoor. If anyone's still here with us, we do appreciate and love you very much. We love you. Suck my dick from the back. Get your nose all the way in
plugs,
the crack.
Plugs, we keep forgetting to do that.
Instagram, fuck Todd, GBD. Also follow us at Going Backdoor on Instagram.
Instagram and Twitter. TikTok, there is 2 TikTok accounts. They're not really used that much.
God damn.
Jesus Christ.
Holy fuck, mama.
God damn.
UFC is just getting skimpier and skimpier later into the night. And they're bringing back the ladies with the big titties. Let's fucking go.
Oh,
UFC finally bringing back the heavies.
That was beautiful.
This is what we signed up for.
That was beautiful.
Molly McCain, the fucking
God.
Badass. All right.
Woo.
This has been episode 41. Fuck yourself.
You can follow me at the Real D Todd. Everything. GBD.
Early access.
Early
access.
On the website. Go check that shit out.
Goingbackdoor.com. Goingbackdoor.com.
And we will be trying to do as much early access content as we can on the website. The newest episode to YouTube will be maybe like 38, or not 38, but
39.
Like, if you're watching this on YouTube and you're like, man, I wish there's more newer episodes, there's probably is. So go check out the website. Go check out the website. It's in the videos section, or if you go to episodes and then videos, it's right there. All the content is there. Episode 1 through whatever, from 41. So all 40 episodes up there on the website.
Also, we'll be working on sideshow ideas, planning on doing like a news-based thing.
Yes, we will be thinking about doing that. Those will also be going on the website and the YouTube.
Tap in.
So, yeah.
Tap in.
We might do a different... We might do a second YouTube channel, maybe. Okay. GBD News?
Sure. I mean, GBD if it starts news. Going well, yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, we can just keep it on the same page so we have at least have something consistently active throughout the week.
Yeah.
Instead of just once a week uploads.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know what? Scratch that. It's all on one YouTube. And it'll also be on the website. And...
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Molly got crucifixed in the first 2 minutes. Oh, my God.
She's getting pummeled.
Yeah, she's fucked. God damn it. This is exactly what I didn't want for. This chick is a fucking jujitsu ace, and she just crucified Molly in 2 minutes and sitting on top of her, raining down punishment. Oh my God, you poor bitch. All right. God damn it. Episode 41. I'll get back to crying about the UFC in a second. We love you. Bye-bye.
Hey. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we part ways. And such. Dalton Totter is extremely gay.